Business Bunker. Email us now, bunker@kentbusinessradio.co.uk. Paul Andrews with the Business Bunker, kentbusinessradio.co.uk.
Hey, good afternoon. Welcome to the Business Bunker Show on kentbusinessradio.co.uk on this Tuesday, the 4th of March. You're listening to me, Paul Andrews, and the stonkingly gorgeous Jewel Serkin.
Hello, Mr. Andrews.
Hello, you.
Can you hold your hand out for me?
Why?
This is a little secret I've got for you.
No, you're going to put a tea bag in there.
Oh, no, go away.
I've fallen for that before.
You know me too well.
Oh, you're horrible.
Had a fantastic night last night.
I don't want to know about that.
I was opening an event for Flo & Co. Yes, you do.
Okay.
Yes, you do. Flo & Co., your hairdresser in Whitstable.
Yep. And, Mariano.
Mariano. Yep. And there was a lovely crowd there. Amanda Gerard, who wants to come on your inferior Business Bunker show.
Does she?
Because we all know what the superior show is, don't we?
Do we?
Scoff and Quaff.
Is it really?
11 a.m. to 12.
Deluded woman.
Every Tuesday.
Deluded woman. Go on, carry
so
on.
So Amanda, who's based at the Uni of Kent, was there to talk about the tree planting project in Africa, which is Seeds for Africa.
Yep.
So ladies, if you're scooting around Whitstable and you want your highlights done for a full colour, if you pay a pound after having your colour, Mariano will double it to make it £2. And they'll plant trees in Africa to help women become, so that they can bring up their kids, educate their kids, feed their kids, because all the men have swanned off.
I see.
With AIDS and also gone off to Nairobi and left them on their own.
Oh, dear.
So we want the women to be self-sufficient.
Okay, well, I'll go and get my hair coloured then.
Well,
that's not going to work, is it?
I was actually in my opening speech talking about a lot of shiny bald men that were frequenting.
I didn't mention
your name.
I was going to come last night. I did say to Mariano that I'd come,
but I
got a last minute gig to do a show on BBC
you
Radio.
Were on BBC. Mm-hmm. What were you talking about?
Me.
Were you on the drive?
My favourite subject.
Drive Time Show.
I was on the Drive Time Show, but Dominic, who normally does the Drive Time Show, had gone to invade Cyprus or something.
Had he?
Yeah, he was visiting troops somewhere or other.
Breeches.
He was wearing a flak vest and a steel helmet last time I saw him.
I do like a man in breeches.
Yeah. So there was a chap from LBC called Ian Collins that stood in. So Ian and I did a conversation with Paul Andrews.
And was the lovely Laura in?
Laura was there as well, yes.
Keeping you in check?
Yeah, absolutely. No, it's good fun. I'm back on there tomorrow as well for breakfast.
You're running the whole show.
I know. Anyway, enough of that.
Yes.
You're on the Business Bunker Show, and we'd love to hear from you, the businesses of Kent, and you can get in touch with us with a number of ways while we're on air. You can call us on 01303 874 998, or you can email me at bunker@kentbusinessradio.co.uk, but by far and away the easiest way to get hold of me while we're live on air is to tweet me, and you can tweet me at VanillaWeb, and we've already had at least 20 tweets in, and I shall start reading them shortly.
From the top?
From the top. No, from the bottom.
I like to catch you out.
I know.
Had a new follower called Amy White. Don't know what she does. Amy Barton White.
Right.
But she's an Essex girl, so hello to you if you're listening in.
Oh, kindred spirit then,
yes.
Girls.
Yeah, I went to a rough comp.
Yeah, I hear. But it improved when you left.
Yeah,
we've had a tweet from Lee of Lee Ancorians Football Club. Said, I'm tuned into the Business Bunker and we're listening. And I think the guys over at Ancorians are still looking for corporate sponsors, if anybody's interested. And dear old, what's his face, Sammy the Starfish, is still sponsor free.
Well, the one that you thought was a marigold glove.
I thought it was a marigold glove that somebody had blown up. But in fact, it was a starfish. It is a starfish, as any fool knows. And it is the mascot of the Ancorians Football Club. And they would rather like a corporate sponsor to splatter their name across the front of said starfish.
And what a brilliant way to sponsor your business.
And what a
business.
Fabulous way. Yeah, the Ancorians run over 20 football clubs for young people and adults, boys and girls, and they also run disability teams and teams for special educational needs. So they have a whole range, 20-odd teams that they run, and they're one of the flagship community football clubs based in Medway, and they are looking for corporate sponsors.
Fantastic.
So do get involved if you'd like to help in some way, and you should help in some way, because that would be very nice of you. Budgeons in Whitstable have tweeted to
the
say that they're
Binny.
Listening in. Yeah, Binny, and Kent Independent Traders Association. And they said they'd like a shout-out on the Business Bunker show today. And their awards are coming up fairly soon, I do believe.
They are. But you do know, Paul Andrews, that these are all my fans from Scoff and Quaff that are now, you know, I've told them to stay tuned, you see. So they're just coming, you know, latching onto your coattails now.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
They love Channel Radio.
Yeah, of course. Absolutely.
Did you know there's a business community breakfast?
I didn't. Tell me about it.
Self-leadership and motivation. It's the BCB's next breakfast, and it'll be covering the difficult subject of day-to-day decision-making. And our old favourite, Paul Andrews, will be there. He who lounges on a chaise longue, the Peter Cook, is speaking.
Oh, right.
And he's saying his subject is going to be every day is a winding road. Particularly relevant, he says, to SMEs, and the meeting is on the 13th of March. New members are always welcome. And, of course, Alex Keyes, a good friend of ours on the Bunker Show.
Alex Waterton, you mean?
Yeah.
Of F Keyes.
Alex, you, Alex of F Keyes Waterton.
You have the emails.
Is he the brother?
And I'll sort out what you're talking about. Go on.
Well, you write them, don't you?
Yeah. I write to myself. Yeah,
you do.
I write all of these.
Well,
and send
Alex
them to myself. Yeah,
Alex of F hyphen Keys.
Yeah.
As you call
that will be the Microsoft trainers over there on Medway City.
Very good.
Estates. Yeah,
he's even managed to teach you a thing or two.
He has indeed.
I've heard
he's excellent.
Can I read this email?
Go on if you must.
Alex at F for Freddie hyphen Keys .co.uk says the breakfast non-profit making, but you can put your advertisement slides on and send them in advance to him. And this is from the fabulous Ken Wheeler. Ken at businesscommunitybreakfast.co.uk, and there's a phone number which is 07726499951. So brilliant. Thank you for that, Alex.
Fabulous. We've had a tweet from the Federation of Small Business, Kent and Medway branch, and it says, hi Paul, we've got some great events coming up, networking, apprenticeships, and they are all free to FSB members and non-members alike. So you don't even have to be a member to get use of a free workshop there. If you want to find out more about it, follow them on the Twitter at FSB Kent, and there you can find their website and all that kind of stuff where all the details are listed. So a big thank you to Federation of Small Business, Kent and Medway, for tweeting us on the show. Laura Anstis, I'd love a mention on the Business Bunker Show. It's a lovely sunny day, people, and we will be starting to think about their gardens, and it's wise to get in early. So that's the sum limit of what she's told me.
Wise to get in your garden early.
Yeah, so I'm assuming she has something to do with gardens and gardening, but that's just a guess. And I think the only way we're going to find out is by following her on the Twitter.
And asking.
And her address is Laura Anstis, and that's LauraAnstiss. Laura Anstis, Anstiss. On the Twitter, and we will find out exactly what she does in gardens.
Well, I've just been sitting outside, haven't I, eating my little lunch.
I noticed that.
Yeah.
One of your many lunches.
One of them, yeah. My one
and
weakness.
And what was it this time? Was it a boiled egg?
It was a boiled egg for protein.
Right.
A pear.
Having scoffed pancakes earlier.
Fabulous
and smoked
pancakes.
Cheese.
Yeah.
And I saw you wandering around with a punnet of mushrooms, and I wasn't entirely sure what was happening with
Shiitake.
That.
Shiitake.
I was only telling you. There's no need to get abusive.
Shiitake to you.
Mm-hmm.
Kent's leading digital marketing conference is coming up. It's on the 26th of March. It's 9:15 to 5. And it's at the Orchards in East Marling. Am I saying
Marling.
That correctly?
Oh, for goodness sake, women. East Marling.
East Marling. It's Junction 4 on the M20. I do apologise. I have a problem with Kent names.
She's only lived there 110 years.
Don't I, Andrew?
Yeah.
We have a fantastic lineup of speakers at DigiKent. And who is this from? Doesn't say, but you can go on their website and find out. And I'm going to read out a phone number. It's £47 plus VAT, which includes full refreshments, lunch and conference guide. And you can go on to www.digitalinkent.co.uk, or you can phone them on 01732 758530. And sounds really good. It's about, this one is about how good is your email marketing, making it cost effective and targeted.
That will be Tamsin Fox Davis talking about that from Constant Contact. There's a whole heap of other speakers there as well, Thomas Power and all kinds of people. And I understand the chairman's a pretty good chap too.
You're like an oracle, aren't you?
Yeah, well, that's because I'm chairing the event, so I ought to know what the running
nice
order
you,
is, really.
Nice of you to bother telling me.
Yeah, well, I just did, but you went over your head.
Is there anything that... nothing can go over my head today. Have you seen my head?
I've seen your head,
It's
yeah.
been flowed and coed.
Yeah, Marge Simpson, eat your heart out, is all I can say.
No, but this is because I said for charity I'd keep it in for as long as I can, and I'm getting sponsored every day, a pound.
We're not going to raise a lot, though, are we?
But then...
Let's face it.
But then I tried to put my headphones on, but last night I was regretting about 3 in the morning, listener. I lay there, I had to remove a donut while I was asleep and take out all the grits.
It might help if you actually explain to the listener what you'd actually had done to your hair last night.
Well, you said already, sweetly, that it was a Marge Simpson.
Yeah, she's had a Marge Simpson.
I don't think Flo & Co. would appreciate you calling it a Marge Simpson.
We've had a tweet from Gerard Jacobovicius.
Just because you can
say it.
Which
is easy for you to say.
Yeah.
And he says, hi, I'm listening to the show, and how are you, young man? I'm okay, Gerard, and the more you call me young man, the more I'm going to read it out. Thank you.
But I do wish you wouldn't spit when you say it.
Yeah. So, thank you for that. You can do another email then, Jules.
Thank you. Time for a check-up, Paul Andrews. Mm-hmm. Is your network running properly? The health of your network is vital to make sure your staff can complete their job. So call us for an appointment or for a phone checkup, and we will check the details before it's too late and your system needs CPR. And this is from the fabulous David Keogh. How do I say Keohane?
I don't know. Try it.
K-E-O-H-A-N-E. Keohane, I'd say. It could be Keane.
Could be
anyway,
anything.
David.
Probably Curran.
There is Keohane. Anyway, there's an email, which is much simpler, which is oz@mpr-it.co.uk. And they're based in Ashford, actually, at the Glenmore Centre. And there's also a mobile, which they want us to read. So that's 07725-836-056. And that's David Keohane. Try and help me out on that.
Well, bring him up. You've got the email. I haven't got
if
the
you're
email.
Listening, David, tell me how to pronounce Keohane.
Yeah.
I'm waiting for a knavish sexton.
For any particular reason?
Because it's pancake day.
Go on then.
Yeah, pancake
day. Go on,
day.
I'll fall for it.
What
and why
we're
do you
waiting
need a,
for.
Hold on, what? And why do you need a naval sexton, Jules?
Because it's pancake day.
Right.
And you know that Shrove Tuesday is always 40 days before Easter.
Right.
And our thoughts obviously turn to pancakes, don't they?
Yeah.
And so, traditionally, a way of using up rich foods in the larder before the beginning of Lent was the custom to bringing on eating of pancakes. So on that day, go back to Elizabethan times, which I know
oh, here we go, winch.
One of your favourite times.
Yeah.
There was a tradition of ringing a pancake bell. I happen to have in my handbag.
She just happened to have in her handbag. Seriously, listener, I've got to tell you, she didn't plan that. She did no. just happen to have a bell in the bottom of her handbag. Because if you root around in the bottom of her handbag, it's amazing what she has
it's
in there.
It's true, I have a big handbag.
Yeah.
So, as I was trying to remove my donuts last night, I was thinking of this. And this was a signal, this, Paul Andrews.
That bell.
For everyone to stop work.
Yeah.
And join in the festivals of Pancake Day, which was included a pancake race where participants ran along tossing a pancake in the air as they went, a custom which is still observed in some places to this day. And John Taylor, in his Jack o' Lent, written in the 1620, writes, by that time the clock struck 11, which by the help of a knavish sexton, which is you.
It's me, isn't it? Okay.
Yeah, in my dreams last night, I thought this is Paul Andrews, knavish sexton.
Yeah.
Is commonly before 9, then there be bell rung, called the pancake bell, the sound whereof make thousands of people distracted.
Cool. Can I just inquire as to the nature of the accent?
That was my Elizabethan.
That was Elizabethan, was it?
Yes,
oh,
yes.
Good. I'm glad you told me that.
To Sir Lighten my dumplings.
I wasn't too sure about that.
So, knavish sexton, that's what we're waiting for.
Right, okay. Good. I'm pleased.
Who tweeted?
We've had a tweet from Auntie Amy's, and that's spelled A-M-M-I-E-S. But her Twitter handle is Dover Street News, all one word. And she says, hi, Vanilla Web. Could Auntie Amy's have a shout out on the Business Bunker show for at Dover Street News? Consider yourself shouted out.
Mm.
So do give them a follow. That's all one word, Dover Street News. And that's Auntie Amy's of Dover Street News. I'm going to do one more email, and then I think we'll break for some tunage, and
tunage
then we'll talk to our
good.
First guest. What do you reckon?
I think tunage will be fab.
It says, hi, Paul and that other woman.
Who's that?
Oh, actually, it says Jules.
Ah.
Hi, Paul and Jules. Would love a shout-out for Breathe Insurance Brokers. We are specialists in insurance for small businesses, and we are based in the Medway area. If you're just starting out and need free advice, or if your policy is due for renewal and you'd like to deal with a local business for your insurance, then please contact Karen Thomas for a friendly personal service. And you can contact Karen at her website, which is www.breatheinsurance.co.uk. Or you can tweet her, and her Twitter handle is @breatheinsure all one word. Breathe, inshore, all one word. So, good. Go for it. Do you know what?
Tunage.
We're going to play some tunage, and then we're going to speak to our first guests. And the tunage is a bit relevant, because...
Oh, it's Gracie Fields or someone, isn't
Gracie
it?
Gracie Fields.
New White Cliffs of Dover.
It is the White Cliffs of Dover.
Isn't that Gracie Fields?
No, it's not Gracie Fields.
Who is it then?
Go on, who is it?
Paul Andrews?
No.
White Cliffs of Dover, tomorrow.
What?
Yeah. Just you wait and see. I'll never forget the people I met braving those angry skies. I remember well as the shadows fell, the light of hope in their eyes. And though I'm far away, I still can hear them say, thumbs up. Oh, when the dawn comes up, there'll be bluebirds over the white cliffs of Dover. Tomorrow, just you wait and see. There'll be love and laughter and peace ever after tomorrow when the world is free. The shepherd will tend his sheep, the valley will bloom again, and Jimmy will go sleep in his own little room again. There'll be bluebirds over the white cliffs of Dover tomorrow. Just you wait and see.
Temporary employment? Call Temp Network on 01892 531 777.
Let's work it to the bone, bone, bone. Come on, work.
Jobsinkent.com.
Paul Andrews with the Business Bunker.
Bit of Vera Lynn there.
You have to speak like this now, don't you?
Yeah,
really. It's all baby. It's and all now you're
very,
on.
It's all very, very,
yes,
very
awfully,
sad.
Awfully.
It's awfully.
And
very,
you know
very
you
sad.
Are on the BBC rather a lot now, aren't you?
Yeah, I'm going to start talking like that, am I?
But I feel a bit maudlin after listening to that. Do you? A bit maudlin.
Oh, it's a classic number.
I feel I need a gin.
Yeah, but you need a gin just because there's a,
just working
day,
with you,
a
really.
Day in a week, yeah. Anyway, it's an absolute pleasure to welcome to the Business Bunker our first guest on today's show, Rex Cadman from War and Peace Revival. Rex, welcome to the Business Bunker show. It's an absolute pleasure to have you here. Why don't you tell our listener a little bit about you and a little bit about the show and what you do?
Well, that's very kind of you to invite me to do that. I think I won't follow that point because I'll send your listeners to sleep, actually.
I'm sure you wouldn't.
What can I tell you about us? I got involved in military vehicles many years ago by accident, as often these things happen, and I got drawn into a club with other enthusiasts, and then one day I was asked to become the event secretary and discovered that part of that role was organising the club's annual show.
Right.
And here we are 32 years later and you have the War and Peace Revival.
Wow, it's been going that long, yeah?
It has, yeah. Started in 1982 in your neck of the woods, actually, at the old Tenterden Railway.
Yes, yeah, absolutely. Yeah. So do you still collect old vehicles?
Yes, cool. Sadly.
Right, and what was the first, what was the one that got you into this? What was your very first purchase?
It was a Jeep.
Really?
Yes, I look down on Jeeps with scorn these days and that, and I shouldn't because I have several. And, yeah, my first vehicle was a Jeep. I thought it was a Willys Jeep because I thought every Jeep was a Willys Jeep. Yeah. I discovered later, actually, that Jeeps were made by Willys Ford and latterly, after the war, by a company called Hotchkiss in France.
Right, okay.
And what I actually bought was a Hotchkiss.
Ah, right. So what's the word? A counterfeit Jeep.
Yes. Yeah. I think that's probably a very good description. I mean, today they're very popular because they're considered to be better made than the originals.
Right, okay. So what do you have in your personal collection now?
Oh, we have lots of toys. I share my collection with my brother, and so we have a similar interest. And everything we collect is World War II. So, we have about 40 tanks and sort of Churchill's, Centaurs, and my brain's gone dead. Shermans.
Yeah, you got any Tiger tanks?
No Tigers. We've got a Panther, which is nearly as good as a Tiger in private hands. We've got a Berg Panther, which is a recovery tank, one of only three left in the world.
Wow.
We have a Panzer IV and a Jag Panzer IV and
lots of
toys.
Being serious about that, because, I mean, collecting from that period, presumably there's diminishing returns here because, obviously, you know, the stockpile of anything left from the Second World War, it gets less and less each year, presumably, as if things aren't maintained or whatever.
But they keep finding stuff. There was an enormous amount made and built at the time, and when war ended, America went home and left most of it behind.
Right,
and it was given as lend-lease to other countries and that. And over the years, we've seen the French, the Dutch, and Belgians, and the Scandinavians sort of, you know, chopping it all up and reducing it down and more modernising. And every now and then, a little bit creeps out. And I have a very good friend who's just shipped some Stuarts back from South America. He found a cache down there. Shipped, I think, about 11 or 12 back a while ago.
Really?
And he's just shipped back another four in the last couple of weeks.
Wow. Because recently we had the phenomena of the storm washing up a lot of ordnance as well. We suddenly discovered a lot of mines, torpedoes and other unexploded stuff hanging around on our beaches.
Yeah, I read an article yesterday in a very good magazine called Britain at War, and there was a couple of guys had found a tyre off of a bomber that had been lying on the beach for ages and suddenly was exposed.
Right, okay. Cool. So, you started the War and Peace Revival. Has it always been called the same?
No, it started back in, at Tenterden back in 82.
Right.
Survived there for 5 years. Right. And then it outgrew Tenterden and the railway didn't want it there anymore. Mm. And it moved to the hop farm at Paddock Wood, which was owned by Whitbreads in those days and was the retirement home really for their horses at that stage. Sure. And it carried on there until 2012. I came up with the name back in 1995, and it sort of signalled, for me, it signalled the end of World War II and the start of peace, so that's how the title was born.
Yeah.
When we left the hop farm in 2012, I decided it was actually time now to have a brand new show, brand new title, bring in new things to it, and completely reinvigorate something that had been going for 30 years.
Right.
So we launched at Folkestone, effectively, what was a brand new show with its parentage very heavily in the old show.
Right, okay. And that takes place at Folkestone Racecourse, is
absolutely,
that right?
Absolutely, yeah.
Yeah, which is fabulous because that's keeping that open at least.
Mm. It's a great venue. Mm. It's the last sort of place you'd imagine for an events venue.
Yeah.
But it's got great motorway links with the M20 of Junction 11. You're in the site within a mile.
Yeah.
Western Hanger Railway Station.
You've got your own railway station.
Yeah,
haven't you?
Absolutely amazing. Yeah. And Georgina, who's part of our PR and marketing team, used her fabulous skills on South Eastern Railway and managed to get the high speed train to stop there for 2 days during the show.
Which was absolutely amazing. Absolutely amazing. It's fabulous. Because our studio's only around the corner from the venue as well. Mm. So when it was on last year, we did see it. It was quite bizarre. I remember coming over to the studio one day, and I got sandwiched between two tanks and a Jeep. And I'm thinking, oh, have we been invaded? What's going on? And I thought, War and Peace is on. That's why.
But you often feel like that when you're producing
like
the Scoff and Quaff show with
absolutely.
Me and John.
Yeah, I do. That is very true.
Sandwiched between a tank and a...
Absolutely. One of the things that interested me as well is in choosing that name, which I really do... like, is of course it also ties nicely in with things like the Goodwood Revival as well, which is something that I go to a lot, which kind of has a celebration, not entirely just that period, but does have that period attached to it as well. So I think it really does resonate that as a name. I think it's good.
Yeah, we were a bit conscious of that, and I've not been to Goodwood, and Georgie has, but I haven't. And I was very conscious that using the Revival title was linking us to Goodwood, and I imagine if Goodwood's aware of it, which I suspect they probably are, they're thinking, they've copied our title.
I don't think you have.
We just couldn't think of something better.
I would never confuse the two. I just think they naturally support each other, to be honest, because the Goodwood Revival is a completely different thing anyway. But it has a general feel that's similar in some respects, and that's what I kind of liked about it, and what I kind of thought was really good about what you'd done. I didn't, think that you'd kind of try to use their name in any way, because it hasn't. They're radically different things.
Well, we're trying to introduce that vintage aspect.
Yeah, absolutely.
It is the growing market, without a doubt. And an awful lot of the people that come to War and Peace now have, over the years, we've turned War and Peace in from what was really an all-boys hobby to a family event. And a lot of families now come with the vintage kit, and the kids are dressed up in vintage stuff, and it's where the show has naturally morphed.
Absolutely, and that's really what I wanted to get to. For those people that don't know, and are still thinking that it's just some kind of big boys toys club where you go along and dribble over a tank and then, go away. It's not like that at all. Why don't you tell us a little bit about what happens? How long is it on for? And some of the things that go on while it's actually on, and, some of the events and things that happen around the show.
It's on for 5 days and nights. It starts on the 16th of July through to the 20th. Our first day, Wednesday, is a school's day.
Right.
We've been very keen to sort of make sure that people understand the educational aspect of War and Peace.
Mm.
So we invite all the school children of Kent and Medway to come for free.
Wow.
And they come with their teachers, and we get about 1,500 children.
Wow.
And they have a great day and really enjoy it. And I've got some great stories I could tell you, but I won't, because the school children would rather I didn't, I suspect.
Such as?
Yes.
we'll talk about
it later. Absolutely. Yeah. But I'll keep the school children's secrets for them. And so that's the sort of the Wednesday show. So really Wednesday is an opportunity for us to, make sure we're running properly, get ourselves, test ourselves and get the basics in play. And as I said about the show, we've got the standard arena with all the vehicles trundling around and, learning a bit about them. We've got a lot of living history now. That's one of the growing areas, people living in trenches from World War One. And we take you right the way through to Camp Bastion. So we're right up to date.
Right, okay.
The living history enthusiasts have an enormous amount of knowledge, very happy to chat to people and that and talk about what they're doing and that. It can be very easy to perceive people like us as nerdy, but they're not. Mm. They know what they're talking about.
Sure.
And you can learn an awful lot.
Mm.
And that's why the children really prosper from it. Got all the vehicle displays, of course. We've got some, we've got a 1940s tea room. Does some great, I can think of your food programme earlier on.
Oh, yeah. It would be lovely to have
that. Yeah, that might be something to think about. Mm. Yeah.
So I could come down and sample a scone.
You certainly could, yes. In fact, her scones are very good, actually.
And, I'm sure.
And all of those enormous cakes with the cream and the jam.
Victoria Spanish.
That's the ones.
I could sample that. That's my one weakness.
They're excellent. So we've got the 40s team. We've got a jazz bar. We have a lot of vintage entertainment. We have a great band called the Jive Aces who come. We have John.
Where are they from? Are they Kentish or?
I think so. The outskirts of Kent. They're
so busy jiving, you can't catch.
Yeah,
up with
no,
to find
I
out.
Can't dance. Unfortunately, it's a real shame. Two left feet. And we have John Miller, of course, who is Glenn Miller's nephew.
That's amazing.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, he lives in Kent. He lives in Rochester.
Right.
And it's quite extraordinary that somebody as famous as Glenn Miller, his nephew, would be living here.
Yeah.
So he comes on the Saturday night, and we have a big band sound with that. And I think that's a real
special. So hang on, he's the nephew of Glenn Miller.
Yeah, he was
in Rochester.
Yeah, he was Herb Miller's brother. Herb Miller's son. Herb was Glenn's brother.
Incredible.
Yeah, and that just to say, this year is the anniversary of Glenn's disappearance in 70 years ago. Wow. So for us, it's a bit special. So and it's nice to work with John. He's quite old school. Dresses up in the kit, does all the songs. Got a big band, and it's a great night. Saturday night,
fabulous.
Yeah,
and just on that dressing up thing, do a lot of the visitors now come in costume and stuff like that? Is that something that happens?
Yeah, more and more.
Yeah,
more and more. And the ladies, you know, you can see the extent they're going to. Some great clothes and that, and people look. That period was very stylish.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, the hair, the makeup, and they did it with nothing, didn't they?
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, I mean, the old pencil up the back for the nylons and everything like that. You do that, don't you?
I do that all the time. Yeah.
And we have quite a lot of vintage stalls. So if it's something you've never sort of, you know, touched into, there's the opportunity of coming, having a look through the vintage stalls, and you'd be amazed what's available, and also sizes. You know, everyone imagines petite, but actually they're much better sizes than that, and they're, you know, it's a great opportunity. And if the sun's with us and it's not too hot, and suits for men. Wonderful suits.
Really?
Oh yeah, absolutely. I've, you know, nothing my size, unfortunately.
Well, because people were shorter, weren't they? Definitely.
Yes, definitely. Yeah.
Definitely. You can see the beds. I mean, I've been to the Walpole Bay Hotel, and the little beds are tiny, short. Yeah. You know, but they've kept the old beds.
Yeah, I remember going around the Great Britain in Bristol and that, and the beds like babies' cots.
Yeah.
You just can't imagine these were first class rooms.
You've got your feet hanging off the edge.
Yeah, it's just, there's no way we'd sleep in one, you know.
Sure. Well, I mean, it sounds absolutely fascinating. Sorry, I've been distracted. There's somebody waving a phone at me out there. I don't think it's Russ, though.
No.
It sounds fascinating. There's 5 days of this, although the first day is purely for school kids, is that right?
No, that's open to the public as well.
It's actually a brilliant idea, that, because then the kids go back and tell their parents, and the parents maybe bring them again as well and tell people. So
I expect you've probably heard this many times before, but that's what we need. We need that younger market.
Yeah.
We're all getting older. I mean, you know, I don't feel I'm getting older, but I know I am. Mm. And for us now, for War and Peace, we're actually meeting third generation. Mm. You know, I can remember meeting, you know, young children 30 years ago who were there with their parents, and now they're coming back with their children. And and that is the market we need to keep finding and bring them in and let them become part of it.
Absolutely. So, am I right in saying this will be the second year at Folkestone?
Second year at Folkestone.
Cool, okay. And are you planning to stay here for the duration, or are you planning to move around? What's the long-term plan?
No, we'd like to stay here as long as possible. Okay. Obviously, the owners of Folkestone Racecourse obviously have some plans.
Yeah.
And obviously, we'd like to try and be a part of that for as long as possible. We've got 5 years of World War One to think about. We're doing some very special things towards that this year. And we have plans over the next... 5 years on that basis. So I imagine we'll be at Folkestone for the next 5 years at least.
Is that a different show you're planning, or an extension to what
you've
already
got? No, it's part of what we're doing at War and Peace. Okay. Yeah, it's the 100th anniversary of... There's a lot of anniversaries this year.
Yeah, of course.
100th anniversary of World War One.
Right.
75th anniversary of the start of World War Two. 70th anniversary of Arnhem and Normandy.
Right.
So there's some big anniversaries. And then, of course, you get into next year, and I think we're talking next year, 200th anniversary of the Gurkhas as part of the British Army.
Wow.
70th anniversary of the start of the United Nations, and on it goes.
Yeah, sure.
So it's, over the next 5 years, it's a very busy period.
Fabulous. give us a feel for the numbers of vehicles that are there and the types of vehicles. You don't have aeroplanes or anything like that, do you?
Yeah, we do. I've got a meeting with a guy called Howard Wade on Sunday for lunch, actually, and he's looking after all the vintage aeroplanes up at Postling. I don't know if you're aware of that.
Yeah, okay.
And so Howard and I are looking at doing something together where he'll bring the planes over the top of War and Peace,
right,
and we can encourage people from War and Peace to go up to Postling sort of on a, you know, vintage airfield type setup.
Okay.
Have you got the old Spitfires and things that do the flybys at Whitstable that I see?
Yeah, I mean,
they practically come through my window in Whitstable, you know.
Do they really?
I open the window and a little Spitfire comes
She's
through.
She's got a magnet. It attracts them. And most things fly through Jules's window.
It's a great sight, though, isn't it?
Yeah. It is. There's nothing like it, is there? And the Lancaster.
No. Yeah, no, they are. I mean, those planes of that period are just wonderful, really.
Yeah.
And we're very lucky to have them in
Isn't
this area.
It's amazing that they're still going, though. I mean, they must have just... I mean, I know they tinker with them, keep them going. They must do. But to have those old planes still going is amazing.
Yeah, there's a lot of time and effort put into it, isn't there? And it's definitely an expensive hobby, keeping those flying. But it's thank God they do, you know. And we're surrounded by so much history, aren't we? In this part of the country has to have more military history than anywhere else, I imagine.
But do you think, Rex, that we take it for granted? And that, because when I travel and I meet Australians, Americans, that they love it even more than... My cousins came over from Sydney and they were wild about it, and they were going all around the country looking at the old the old war stuff, because their dad was in the war. So do you think we perhaps take it for granted?
I think we probably take British history for granted as a whole. I don't think the World War II, World War I thing is particularly isolated in that respect. I think because we are surrounded with, everywhere we go, we're surrounded by history.
Yeah.
You know, we can't go past a house that isn't 16th century or 15th century.
Sure.
You know, and it's not till we travel that we suddenly go, say, to Australia or to America, that we suddenly realise how young their histories are.
Yeah.
You know, and we suddenly become appreciative of how old ours is and how much we have.
Yeah.
I think that's probably the case.
Yeah, I think you're absolutely right. It's just familiarity, isn't it? Because we see it all every day. We just take it for granted. And we must be careful about that. We must be careful about taking things for granted, because they don't survive on their own. We need to look after our heritage and the things in our history.
I think it's one of those sort of things that the older you get, the more you appreciate it.
Yeah,
you know, I mean, we do the Lord Mayor's procession every year for the sharpshooters, yeomanry, who are Kent-based. And I always say to George and that, you know, never mind the crowds, look up. You know, because there is so much to see above your heads, you know, at the buildings. It's just a wonderful sight. And having the privilege of being sat on the low loader with the tank and that, we get the opportunity to be travelling down the centre of roads looking up that you just don't get the opportunity to any other time.
And what did you say? Sharpshooting?
It's the... it's
yeomanry?
The, yes, the Sharpshooters Yeomanry. Kent Sharpshooters Yeomanry,
who
I'm being
are
reminded.
They?
Oh, that's a big question. I'm going to have to pass you to George for that answer. No. Come on, George, what are they?
The Kent and...
Come up
Yeomanry.
To the mic, George.
Yes,
come on, don't be shy.
Kent and Yeomanry Sharpshooters. And this is a regiment that they were in the tank battles, weren't they?
Yeah, they were. Well, they've been all over the world, haven't they? But they were predominantly for us, they were in Normandy, and they were involved in the Villers-Bocage debacle. And something we got involved in many years ago, and we've done about 16 years supporting them now.
Okay.
Thoroughly enjoy it.
Fabulous.
And I was going to ask you, how are you sort of working in with the local attractions? Are you working with any local Kentish people?
Yes, we are actually. It's something that George has opened the door to. We have an arrangement now with Port Lim, where if you're an exhibitor at War and Peace, and during the days of the 10 days of the show, because there's 5 days of setting up and 5 days of show, you can bob up to Port Lim, and if you're wearing your wristband, you get a 50% discount on entry.
Excellent.
Oh, fabulous.
Yeah, we've also spread that to Romney Hythe.
Right.
We're talking to Hornby, and I think we're nearly there with that, and George has got a couple of other doors that are open that, as soon as we've been able to confirm it, we will be able to, you know, go public with that. But the idea is to try and find 5 local attractions so that, because we get an awful lot of foreign visitors.
Yeah,
yeah, absolutely.
And they come for 10 days and they don't know very much about the area. But all the attractions we want to work with have to have an historical interest that relates back to our interest and hobby.
Yeah, sure.
Obviously, with Port Lim, you've got Philip Sassoon, you've got the signing of the Treaty of Paris there, you've got the fact that Sassoon was Hague's private secretary. He was Siegfried's cousin, so there's your link.
Yeah.
The Romney Hythe Railway, of course, shooting down the Dornier.
Yeah.
And the armoured train going up and down. Hornby, of course, because they're now doing a D-Day exhibition up there, and we've lent them some vehicles. And,
oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah, that's quite cool, their new exhibition. And the two others we'll announce in due course, because we haven't tied those off.
I love the fact that you're all working together on these issues, and you need to. And did you mention Visit Kent at all? Are you with Visit Kent yet?
Yes, we are. Yeah, we work with Visit Kent. In fact, last year when we launched at Folkestone, Amanda Cottrell very kindly came along and kicked us off, really, and along with Mark Dance from KCC, and launched us.
Fabulous. Fabulous. Mark was on the show last week, actually, wasn't he?
Yeah. Oh, was he?
Yeah, talking about things in this area.
You must have enticed him down, because breakfast is what gets him anywhere.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
And lunch, so I've heard.
And lunch.
Yeah, absolutely. Rex, this is a fabulous event. We could talk about this for hours. Unfortunately, we're running out of time. Give us a big shout out for when the show's taking place, what your website is, and how we can go about booking our tickets and all of that kind of lovely stuff.
Okay, well, the event is from the 16th of July to the 20th of July. You can find our tickets through our website, which is thewarandpeacerevival.com. www.kentucky.co.uk. Thank you very much. Yeah. My PR department's nodding at me. I've also been reminded that we are the world's biggest event on when it comes to military vehicles.
Oh, wow.
And we're also the largest event in the southeast of England.
Wow.
So, yeah. And we want to live up to that.
Absolutely. There is a link to your website on our radio website, and that will stay there.
Thank you.
So if anybody didn't write that down, don't worry. If you go to the Kent Business Radio website, on the homepage is a link to the War and Peace Revival website, and that will stay there with this show, which is show number 163. So if you want to book your tickets now or nearer the time, the link will be there all the time for you to follow up on.
Yeah, book now, they're discounted.
Are they? Get in now.
Early bird.
Yeah, early bird.
Early bird, yeah.
Get in there now. Book your tickets now, folks. You heard it here first. And the website link is on the Kent Business Radio website already. So
do go into it. www.thewarandpeacerevival.co.uk, and it's the 16th to the 20th of July, but book now.
Fabulous. Rex, do stay with us for the rest of the show, but for the moment, thank you so much for joining us on the Business Bunker Show and telling us all about your fabulous event. And I, for one, will definitely be coming this year, and I'm sure lots of others will.
Will you be dressing up, Paul Andrews?
I might well dress up as well. I very might well dress up. As what, I don't know yet, but I very much might dress up.
You have to go vintage, aren't you both?
Yeah.
He is vintage anyway, without dressing up.
That is true, yeah.
Thank you for inviting us.
It's an absolute pleasure, and it's lovely to hear from you, and we wish you much long and continued success with your fabulous show. So thank you, Rex Cadman, and the lovely Georgina, and we will talk to you again soon, but do stay with us for the rest of the show.
I'm just wondering whether you could do some wing walking there on one of the
planes. Work, wouldn't it?
Yeah, I could see you doing that.
Yeah, absolutely.
You've got the hair for it.
What, blowing in the wind? Streaming behind me.
Yeah. Kent Channel Chamber of Commerce at Quecks Barn. This is a new venue. They're doing a chamber networking breakfast on the 6th of March. It's a Thursday, 7:30 in the morning to 9:30, Quecks Barn in Birchington. And there is a meeting fee of £15 plus VAT, which is including your full breakfast. And they've launched a range of new and exciting networking events across the South East. And to find out about them, you need to go on to www.kentchannelchamber.co.uk or call Tracy on 01303 722 227. And that's a new one on the Thursday, the 6th of March, at the fabulous Quecks Barn, which has amazing food, so I'm told.
Fabulous, yeah. And talking about fabulous locations, I've got an email here about a workshop that's taking place in April at Aylesford Priory. And it's Understanding the Art of Communication. Communication and positive influencing skills are an important part of life and one that is often taken for granted. Almost everything we do requires successful communication, and to be effective, you have to be able to communicate well in an increasingly complex world. The key is to know how to effectively get your message across, achieve clear communication, and get noticeable results. And you can find out far more about this workshop and a whole heap of others by going to www.trainingatthefriars.co.uk. That's trainingatthefriars.co.uk. And this particular workshop takes place on Wednesday, the 23rd of April. I wonder if they do talking in Elizabethan.
Do you know? They probably do.
I reckon so.
Yeah, wench. What's the equivalent of wench for a man? What do I call you? Young sir.
You call me all kinds of rotten things.
Young sir, maybe you'd be.
Yeah, that'll do. I'll live with that.
Telcare are saying that they are in... They're going to listen again because they're somewhere. I think they're at the Ideal Home. No, they're at Olympia. Can't be the Ideal Home, can it, yet? I think that's the end of March.
Buying a new yacht.
they're buying a new yacht in Olympia. But they are... I asked them what they were doing and they said that they're... At the Connected Business Expo.
Oh, right, okay.
Great event, lots of interesting speakers.
Yeah, the Connected Business thing is networking and telecommunications event at Olympia.
So they're there ruling
enjoy,
the roost.
Enjoy, folks, enjoy.
And Go Vicinity is saying hello to Penny, who's perched next to me, and wants to know what a naval sexton is, because he wants to volunteer for the job.
He wants to be a naval sexton.
You have to ring your bell, young Rob.
Yeah. Does he have to dress up in anything?
Yeah. He's got to dress up as a naval sexton.
Yeah, but what's a naval sexton look like then? What's come on.
I'm seeing him like a Russell Brand.
Yeah.
Tight leather.
Do they have leather? That's in just your fervid imagination. That's got nothing to do with historical accuracy.
Okay, you're hot.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think he'd have a feather in his cap, wouldn't he? He'd have long black boots over his knees, a little strut, maybe a leather jerkin or a little green.
Now we're
jerkin.
Doing Jack Sparrow.
What do you think a naval sexton would look like?
I imagine more a Matlow's hat, a stripy vest, and black three-quarter length trousers.
That's me, isn't it?
Yeah. That would be Royal Naval issue of circa 1705
something
or whatever.
Something jaunty.
Yeah.
Little buckles on his shoes.
Something like that, yeah. A new interactive website has launched for Grey Fox estate agents. Property buyers in the Medway area are being offered an original and innovative new service from a family-owned estate agent, Grey Fox. Grey Fox TV is a new interactive website hosting videos for the agency's portfolio of sales and lettings, which can be viewed at home or on the go via a tablet or a smartphone. As well as giving an exceptional edge over their competitors, this fresh marketing platform will underpin the company's reputation for providing unparalleled professional services to buyers and sellers. Grey Fox's managing director, Phil Peartree, says it will actually open us up to a wider audience and deliver a higher level of customer service for both buyer and seller. Recent research conducted by Nielsen, a leading global information and measurement company, concluded that property marketing via online videos is more effective than traditional advertising methods and the most compelling medium to showcase property. And Phil went on to say, "This step up with the technology will really put us in a different league in Medway." You can view Grey Fox TV by going to their website, which is www.greyfox.co.uk. That's grey with an E. greyfox.co.uk. So do check it out and have a look at their property videos and their online TV.
Venom Tech have announced a US distribution agreement with Mayflower Bioscience. So this is Kent, UK, and the St. Louis.
Oh, for goodness sake.
I don't
sake.
Know. St. Louis, something French.
St. Louis, Missouri.
Okay, it's spelled Louis. M-O-U-S-A.
Don't even get her on Arkansas then.
Oh, it was something awful I said today on my show as well. I said Rene for Rennet. That goes in
cheese. Yeah, no, I got that.
I thought it was a French word as well. I went to a rough comp. I left school at 14. Venom Tech are saying, this is brilliant for them, the United Kingdom's only commercial venom supplier they are, and they announced that the Mayflower Bioscience, which is a distributor of unique life science research products, will distribute the Targeted Venom Discovery Array, TM, gets very technical, products in North America and Canada. So this is a real coup for these guys. Well done, Venom Tech, who are regulars on the show. And they will venom peptides blocking ion channels and GPCRs in disease.
That's easy for you to say.
I know. So areas such as pain, antibiotics and cardiovascular diseases.
They deal with pain.
They do.
I've got a job for you guys.
Very amusing. You've got broken windows, have you?
Yeah, no.
Venoms from the theraposids, tarantulas. Actually, I wanted to tell you.
Gave her this email.
Want to tell you, while we're talking about tarantulas, Benito, I'm picking it up with my hand. There is a dead spider.
Oh, yeah, look.
That spent the whole time during my show and frightened my guests.
Really? And then it died?
No, it was dead all through my show. And
have you milked it yet? That venom could be valuable.
Yeah, I'll send it to them. So if you want to find out more about these venoms, please go to www.venomtech.co.uk or www.mayflowerbio.com. I'm doing my best with these words, you know.
I've got some beauts for you in a minute.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I'm finding all the emails with big words in just so that you
not
can trip over them.
Villages.
We've got loads and loads of tweets in, and I'm just going to try and catch up with a few of them. We've had Andrew of Mushchup.
Ah, hello.
Mushchup is the new sauce that he has invented, which is a... I might be mis-selling this, but it's combined mustard and ketchup type sauce, isn't it?
It's ketchup for grown-ups.
Yeah, it is.
And
spicy.
You can find it now in Budgeons in Whitstable High Street because of the Scoff and Quaff show.
Cool. Sally Laker of Sally for Cakes
Hello.
Has tweeted in.
I wonder what she's baking.
I'm not sure, but she is listening at the moment while she's actually baking her cakes. And KDCS, which is the Kent Deaf Children's Society,
right,
have also had a tweet, and they're saying, we're looking for mega raffle prizes for an online fundraising raffle for Kent Deaf Children. Can anyone help with prizes, please? So if you'd like to donate a raffle prize, please do get in touch with them. You can get in touch with them on the Twitter at KDCS1. That's all one word, KDCS1. Or you can find them on the web under Kent Deaf Children Society. Or if you fail to be able to get hold of them that way, get hold of me by emailing me at bunker@kentbusinessradio.co.uk, and I will put you in touch with those fabulous folks, because what they do is absolutely brilliant. And I happen to also know that the Kent Deaf Children Society has recently started running football clubs for deaf children and their siblings in the Whitstable area. So do find out about that too.
That's going very well, apparently.
Mm.
There's an apprenticeship event. Young people are being encouraged to attend a special event designed to highlight the opportunities available to them. And the Apprenticeship Opportunities Workshop is being held in partnership with Maidstone, that's the Employment and Skills Forum, on Friday the 7th of March. So that's this Friday, and it's between 10 to 12. And this is taking place as part of the National Apprenticeship Week. So this is going to be held at the Maidstone United Football Club, and it's aimed at 16 to 24-year-olds who are looking for work or training. So the National Apprentice Week runs from the 3rd to the 7th of March. So details of that will be on the Business Bunker website after the show, if it's not already there.
They're already there.
And if you want to contact someone, it's Ailsa Whitmarsh, who's the Partnership Manager for Job Centre Plus.
Fabulous.
Great idea, that.
Yep, that should be quite a good event. I will be there.
Will you? Oh, you're doing that one as well.
Yeah.
You do everything, really.
I'm afraid I do, yeah.
Go Vicinity creator, the lovely Rob Parker, has said that he's getting a bit hot under the collar, and he's getting his guy liner out to be my naval sexton.
Oh, dear idea.
He doesn't know what it is, though.
No. I'd watch it if I were you, Rob. I wouldn't go too far with that, because she's coming back soon, and you could end up in a lot of trouble. Hey, do you know what? It's someone's birthday today as well.
Who's that?
Janice Wharton's.
Is it?
It's Janice's birthday.
The tall one.
Yeah, the tall one. The very tall Janice Wharton is 21 again today.
Oh.
So happy birthday, Janice, and I hope you're having a fabulous day and many happy returns.
Well, she's in the right place. She's probably propped up at the Abbott Spartan Bar.
I hope she's taken the day off and, you know.
Maybe, but then why would you if you work in a lovely hotel like
that? Yeah, that's true.
She could be tucking into one of their little Kentish burgers they do. Very nice.
Yeah.
With a glass of something.
Yeah.
Prosecco.
Yeah. I'm sure Daniel Senk is happy and the folks are taking care of her.
I'm sure they are.
Yeah. So anyway, happy birthday, Janice. Have a fabulous day. Adrian Kearney of AK Pet Services is listening in live. He's listening with F Keys.
Oh,
and the
they're always
there.
Together, actually. I'm
never seen them apart, have you? No.
They're a bit like the Morecambe and Wise of Maidstone, aren't they, really?
Yeah. And Stephen Jenner has tweeted in saying, listening into the Business Bunker and getting educated. So he was obviously fascinated by our first guest there, telling him all about what is going on in the War and Peace for the
Now, Venom Tech are praising me for my pronunciation. And they're saying Theraphosid has a PH like F, but otherwise, great shout out. Cheers. Good effort. I don't know what I said. I can't even remember now. But thank you.
Cool.
For that.
Right.
Yes, Neville Dalton is also popping up and saying great show. Do you know Neville Dalton?
No.
Reminds me of Peanuts. The West Kent B2B is the meeting place for those involved in business. And this one day only, it's too great an opportunity to miss, says Penny. And this is Kent in Victor Chamber. I'm going to read out a phone number in a minute. But if you want to email to find out about this, it's bookings@kentinvictorchamber.co.uk. And Penny's on 01732 758530. There's free business advice here sessions from a commercial advisor, and over 60 of the best local and county-wide exhibitors showcasing their business. This is on Wednesday the 30th of April, the River Centre Tunbridge, 9:15 to 4. And they've got speakers there, Dan Priestley, Katie King and Stuart Smith. So that sounds like a very, very good event there.
Cool. I've got a little thing to read out here from the Kent Parent Carers Forum, who a bunch of people very close to our hearts. They do sterling work supporting people with children with various problems. The Kent PCF Next Big Event, in conjunction with M4S Parent Carer Information Advice Day, is taking place in Maidstone, 39 to 48 Marsham Street, Maidstone, on the 20th of March between 10 a.m. and 2 p.m. Hosting a variety of organisations with information and support stalls. Book early for specialist private one-to-one clinics, which are approximately 20-minute slots, to discuss trusts, wills, benefits and IPSEA advice. We have got workshops by contact and family on coping and support. We have a presentation by the specialist speech and language therapist team, and a presentation by Empowering Families. And the special guest speaker will be Julie Ely, who is the head of special educational needs in Kent. You can check our website for all the details, and their website is www.kpcf.co.uk. That's www.kpcf.co.uk, or you can email penny@kpcf.co.uk, and that link is already on the Kent Business Radio website on our community page. If you go to the community tab, you can find that website listed there. Please do get along. If you've got any questions about support, help, advice or anything else to do with special needs, then do get along to the KPCF event in Marsham Street in Maidstone. There is also a business tweet-up happening in Canterbury fairly shortly. The next Canterbury tweet-up is on the 5th of March. That'll be Manana then, won't it?
That's Manana. Tomorrow. That'll be the Miller's Arms.
It will indeed, to provide a fantastic opportunity for all Kent businesses to network and promote their businesses. It is, in fact, as Jules rightly says, starting at 10 until noon at the Miller's Arms, which is in Mill Lane, St Radigan's, Canterbury. And it's there's a paid car park opposite the pub. Anyone's allowed to come, and it's free of charge, so do come along and enjoy. And you can find out about that tweet up by going to their website, which is canterburytweetup.com, and you can find out about all the other tweet ups that go on by going to the website kentbusinesstweetup.co.uk. kentbusinesstweetup.co.uk.
And they've got next Monday it'll be in Faversham, right, at Brogdale, and then third Thursday of the month it's in Whitstable at the Hotel Continental. And the last Thursday of the month, it's always at Lenley's in Canterbury.
Fabulous.
With free parking.
Do you know what we're going to do now?
More tunage.
We're going to play some more tunage, and then we're going to speak to our next guest when
we come
back.
Have you got Gracie Fields now?
No, I haven't. Do you know what I've actually got?
What have you actually got?
I've got a bit of Oasis, and it's Master Plan.
Oh.
And that's going to come together.
How does that tie in with Penny?
Big Plan.
Oh, I like
Get it? Big
I like
Plan?
It.
Master Plan?
Could have been
Did
Pennies
like it?
From Heaven.
It could have done, but I thought I'd go with the planning angle. What do you reckon?
Sounds good to me.
Cheesy or what?
Yeah, but then you are the cheese master.
I am indeed, but this is a pretty good song.
Very nice.
Yeah.
Sounds
anyway,
like,
have a listen to Oasis.
Nice bit of acoustic.
Master Plan.
So far.
Here we go.
Play it.
Take the time to make some sense of what you want to say, and cast your words away upon the waves. Sail them home with acquiescence on a ship of hope today, and as they land upon the shore, tell them not to fear no more. Say it loud and sing it proud today. And then dance if you wanna dance. Please, brother, take a chance. You know they're gonna go which way they wanna go.
the best of all the things that come our way. 'Cause everything that's been has passed, the answer's in the looking glass. There's more than 20 million doors on that endless corridor. Say it loud, sing it proud, we'll dance if they wanna dance. Please, will they take a chance? You know they're gonna go which way they wanna go.
Temporary employment? Call Temp Network on 01892 531 777.
Let's work it to the bone, bone, bone. Come on, work.
Paul Andrews with the Business Bunker.
Oh, that was Oasis there with Master Plan. Welcome back to the Business Bunker Show with me, Paul Andrews, and the stonkingly gorgeous Jules Serkin. It's a pleasure to have you back, and it's a pleasure to be joined now by our next guest in the studio, Penny Williams. Hello, Pen. How are you?
Hello.
It's lovely to see you back here again. We haven't seen you here for a while, and it's fabulous that you're here with us today.
My pleasure. Thank you for inviting me.
No, it's you're always welcome, as you know. And Penny is the Chief Executive of Big Plan Group. And
that sounds posh.
Yeah. Hence the Master Plan. Do you get it?
Very good. Yeah. Very good choice.
I normally play Brown Eyed Girl for her when she's here, but I've got that tuned up for later. So we'll play that a bit later. But for those listeners that don't know, and there can't be many of them, but for those that don't know, give us a little bit of background to you, first of all, and then Big Plan Group and what you do.
Okay, well, my journey was over the last few years has been in media, mainly in radio, working for Capital Radio Group, and I was managing director of Invicta Radio. I worked for the Kent Messenger Group and then decided to go off and do my own thing and take the marketing knowledge that I've learnt over the years and share it with more businesses in Kent and further afield. Actually, I work in London and Wiltshire, specialising at times in the charity sector, but across all sorts of other sectors.
Yeah, because you're doing some stuff with the old whirly-giggy thingies, aren't you? The helicopters.
Indeed. I did some work with Wiltshire Air Ambulance, which was great fun and really lovely people to work with.
I know a bloke that has something to do with that as well. And I bumped into him in the dentist the other day. Would you believe?
Mr. P. You Mr. phoned P. me the other day while I was with Mr. P and he was buying me some chocolate cake.
Well, I was sat in the dentist and I heard these dulcet tones. And I looked around the corner and there was Mr. P sat there. And I thought, well, blimey, fancy seeing you here. Yeah, and Imperius Blablinky, as he's better known.
Indeed.
Yeah, Mr. Philpott. David, if you're listening, hello. So you've been doing some work with, because David's... involved with the Wiltshire Air Ambulance.
He's chief exec of Wiltshire Air Ambulance, but indeed he works with a few charities actually in Kent as well. And he was chair of the Kent IOD for the last 3 years prior to Emma from Hart. And so I joined that board with him as well.
Because you're quite active with the IOD as well, aren't you?
I am,
and
yes.
And a number of other organisations.
Yes, I'm a Kent ambassador and I sit on Canterbury College board as well. So right. How I fit it in, I do not know, but
absolutely.
I love all of it.
It's lovely when people like you, though, give so much of your time and talent and ability to all these various different things. It's one of the things that I really enjoy about doing things in Kent, is you come across lovely people that do those things for other people, and it makes a huge difference.
Yeah, and people of Kent have been very kind to me over the years. I've been here 15 years now and been welcomed, and I believe I try and, where I can, put some things back. I've just agreed to be a mentor, actually, for the Kent Foundation as well, because I'm passionate about young people and education and trying to do my bit.
Yeah, absolutely. There's a few things going on. I'm involved in a couple of things as well. I'm judging the Young Enterprise Ashford Area Finals again, and I'll also be judging the Kent Area Finals, which I did last year. And that was a fascinating experience. It's school students that have literally formed a company, a real company. They're not playing at this. They have actually formed a real company and traded, and then they come and, you know, do a presentation, and then they win and stuff like that. And I was lucky enough to do it last year, and the companies they formed were stonkingly brilliant, and some of them were fascinating. And one of them in particular was a fairly simplistic business doing t-shirts, which sounds okay, and everybody went, oh yeah, that's a bit humdrum and boring. But these guys had actually bothered to go out and do something, and they actually went and got themselves a stand at a market and sold their entire stock, and then had to produce another lot. And then they really did go to town, and they made quite a lot of money, which kind of shook everyone. And it just shows you know, the enterprise spirit is alive and well. But and you've been involved in a number of those things, and as you say, you're now involved with
Kent Foundation.
Kent Foundation. That's Paul Barron's group. Yeah. Okay, who I know well. Yeah, fabulous organisation that encourage startups, young people to start businesses.
Yeah, well, we've got some fantastic young people in Kent, and anything I can do to help them understand the world of work, I think it's worth doing.
Absolutely. It's really important. And it's one of those things that a lot of organisations and institutions and the government have started to realise that starting your own business is a career option. And it's something that we didn't talk about very often before. You know, over the last 20 years, we've tried to send everybody in the world to university and then told them they're going to get a fabulous job when they come out. And that's not actually been very true for quite a while. So this encouraging people to look at starting their own business is a fabulous move. Tell us a little bit about Big Plan Group and what you actually do and some of the things that you're involved in.
Well, my journey over the last 4 years has very much been rooted in events, partly because of my radio experience and the events that I used to manage. But I've been fortunate to help promote the classical concert at Leeds Castle, more recently War and Peace, and the move from Paddock Wood across to the Racecourse, which is a fantastic venue.
It's a brilliant venue, isn't it?
I think there's huge potential to do more there. But
I don't know what the plans of the new owners are for it, but it is a fabulous venue. And to some extent, it was a shame that it stopped racing, but then they didn't have that many meetings a year anyway, and in fact the very last time I went horse racing was actually there, but
with me
it was indeed. Yes, it was actually. I
very long time ago.
About that. Yeah, you're absolutely right. Yeah.
And Paul Stannard borrowed some money and won more money than the rest of us put
exactly
together.
Typical. He arrived with nothing and went away with a load of money. We all arrived with money and went away with nothing. And how did that work?
I don't know. But you've been put out to pasture since then, haven't you?
Yeah,
can't race anymore.
Yeah, no, I'm an old nag now.
Well, the race course is a fantastic venue and worked so well for War and Peace last year, and my kids ran around for 5 days and absolutely loved it.
I mean, as Rex was telling us, it is surprisingly, because you don't really think about it, it's actually a really easy and good location to get to.
Yeah.
And you don't really think about that because, you know, you just think, oh, it's Folkestone Racecourse or whatever. But it is literally right on a motorway junction, and it has its own railway station. You couldn't really ask for much more than that, to be honest.
So easy to get to. And, yeah. Yeah, great event. And then I've been doing some work with events at Headcorn Aerodrome, which again is a smaller military combined ops event and a model show in September. Coupled with sort of developing the my sort of production things that I do, helping people actually put on events. So I've now got my own staging and lighting and PA systems so that I can actually help people put on conferences or smaller outdoor events as well. Christmas lights I've been pleased to do across Medway for the last few years, which great working with characters and snow machines and
I love it.
Choirs. Fantastic event.
That's fabulous. I mean, it's really interesting doing those kind of things as well, as you say, because you've got all the logistics to do, but it's also you know, the whole theme that you're trying to work out with some of these things as well that make it really interesting.
Yeah, and the downturn in the sort of market has really helped my business, as people have had to cut back. They don't have people that can project manage events. I mean, the other side of things that I do a lot of is writing people's marketing plans, because again, they've cut back on their marketing departments and don't have project managers or even marketing managers in place. So I've really enjoyed that work, understanding someone's business, looking at where the profit lies and where the market lies to expand the business, and helping produce a marketing plan that achieves that.
Absolutely. Just on a complete side random issue, I just happened to find out about this, and there is a tenuous link with you here, Penny. As Jules read out earlier, I'm doing a keynote speech, an apprenticeship thing on Friday at Maidstone Football Stadium. And I'm also doing a programme tomorrow morning for the BBC on apprenticeships, because it's National Apprenticeship Week. And I was just trawling around getting some information together, and I happened to search for apprenticeship training in web design, because as you know, I own a web design company. And the only offerer of that course is Canterbury College.
Yay!
In Kent, not just in East Kent, but in Kent. You're the only people that offer that course, which is brilliant. And I wasn't aware of that, so I'm going to be talking to you about that.
Well, I'd love to talk to you about that, Canterbury College. I'm very passionate about, and I think that the development that's been done there and the facilities now that are available and the student outcomes are fantastic.
Absolutely. Good stuff. So what's on the horizon? What are we planning at the moment? You've got the War and Peace Revival going to happen in the summer. What else are we working on?
Well, Classical Concert at Leeds Castle is the other large event that I'm working on.
How's that going? Because it went through a kind of strange period a few years ago where it was on and off and on and off, and then it was split over a couple of days. I used to go to that every year. For many years I lived in that area as well. I lived in Bearstead for many years. I used to go every year, and I even got to the point, you're going to love this, once upon a time it used to be notorious for not being able to get out at the end, you know, because the car park and getting the traffic away. And as you probably know, I used to own a motor racing team, and I had a motor home. So one year I just took the motor home, and we actually stayed. We stayed there overnight in the motor home, which was much easier. But where is it now? How does it happen now? Because in the early days it was one day, and then it was split over two weekends, and you know, they messed around with it in terms of how it was happening.
Yeah, it's just one day now, and has been for the last 3 years. Saturday 12th of July. No traffic issues, you'd be pleased to know.
Cool.
Easy access in and out, and over the years we've developed the program so that the concert finishes at 10, but music continues till 11, so that actually there isn't a rush
to go away,
to pack up your picnic and toddle back to the cars.
Yeah.
And we're developing the taxi rank as well, so that people can not all necessarily bring their own cars, and developing also the coaches, so that again people can enjoy themselves and then have a
I was going to say that is a great thing to do, isn't it? Because when I used to go, you'd see all these people with all their bottles of Bolly and all the rest of it, and then you'd look at the car park, which was rammed, and you thought, Who's going to drive all this stuff home? They're all drunk.
It is truly amazing the way people dress up, yeah. bring their candelabra,
yeah.
Flags, and last year in bow ties and then shorts because
yeah,
it was
exactly.
so hot.
Yeah, yeah.
Year before, we had quite a lot of rain. You may remember the county show
one,
being
yeah.
closed.
Yeah.
But the spirit was amazing at the concert. People brought their brollies. Sun came out at 6 o'clock. And we all had a jolly time.
Yeah. It's one of those events that it doesn't really matter what happens because people just adapt to it because it is that kind of event, isn't it? It's
yeah.
the kind of event where it really doesn't matter. It could snow. It could be blisteringly hot. It really doesn't matter. People will make it into a good event because it's just one of those kind of things.
Yeah. yeah. Well, we've got the Royal Philharmonic again and the Military Wives. They've been so popular the last couple of years. So
right.
it's a good event with fireworks to end.
Oh, fabulous. Go out with a bang.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. No, it's one of the flagship events. You know, talking to Rex and Georgina earlier about a War and Peace revival, those kind of events happening in Kent are really, really important to the Kent economy. You know, the economy itself generates things out of them, but as tourist attractions and more reasons for people to come to Kent, they are fabulous, fabulous things, and we must nurture them and make sure that they're able to thrive and grow and to happen, because it is important to do that kind of thing.
Yeah, indeed. With War and Peace, we work very closely with Visit Kent for exactly that reason, that the event has a huge European following, which brings cash into the east of the county, which is obviously well received just now.
I'm sure this was all thought through and planned, but it's really lucky that now you're in Folkestone that it's really easy to access from the continent as well.
Indeed.
By both train and boat. So, you know, and increasingly by air at Manston as well. So, you know, it's great when a plan comes together, really, isn't it?
Certainly.
You know, how did that happen? So, what's next? Where are you going next? What's the plans?
I can't really...
It's a secret.
Yeah, I've got a lot going on at the moment. I'm working with an author, which is a really new project for me, with a book launch in London planned for May.
Oh, wow. Okay.
I'm working with a wealth management company.
Sounds good.
Yes, I'm hoping you might be able to give me some advice.
Yeah, find some stuff down the back of the sofa when they're gone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think the other service that we're growing at the moment is our social media support. A lot of people constantly say to me, "Oh, can you come and help me?" And I've worked with Joe Dodds, as you know, an awful lot as well.
Never heard of her.
She's famous.
Hi, Joe.
You know.
The famous Joe Dodds. Yeah.
Yes.
And that's often the starting point of a conversation. How do I utilise social media in my marketing plan?
Yeah.
And then we say, so what's your marketing plan? And they often don't have one.
Yeah, absolutely.
But we're then helping people integrate social media and a strategy and indeed actually executing it for some people who don't have the time or have the resources to engage with their audience on that platform. So that's the main one thing that we're expanding in at the moment.
Cool. And you're still very active with the Institute of Directors as well?
Yes, we've got a golf tournament coming up and
we're
involved
golf?
In the county show. I do actually.
Do
not
you?
For a while. Very good bunker player apparently.
Yeah, you like the sand, yeah. You take your bucket and spade as well, yeah.
Yeah. Well, I hit it in a straight line, just not very far.
Right, okay. That's boring that though.
Yeah.
Who wants to hit it in a straight line? Cool.
Yes, lots happening with the IOD, and we have the highest engagement of our membership in the country, which we're very proud of.
Yeah.
Involved with the county show again this year, and we'll probably be doing our sporting dinner towards the end of the year as well. So lots going on.
Fabulous. Penny, as always, thank you for joining us on the Business Monk Show.
My pleasure.
An absolute pleasure to welcome you down here and to see your smiling face here again. Give us a shout for your website.
Bigplangroup.com.
Cool, and there is a link to that on the Kent Business Radio website. If you like, give us a shout for your Twitter handle as well, so we can all tweet you.
At Penny, one of those dash things.
Underscore,
that's the word. Williams.
I just happen to know your address off the top of my head.
Really?
I don't know why.
Or
Penny underscore Williams. Or Big
Plan. Or at Big Plan.
Yeah, or at Big Plan. Two Twitter handles, so do follow Penn. Penn, for the moment, thank you so much for joining us on the Business Funk Show. As always, it's an absolute pleasure to have you on the show. And
thank
we'll see you.
See you soon.
And stay with us for the last 5 minutes of the show. We got hundreds of emails to catch up on. I got some news to tell you as well, and we got loads of tweets.
Start with your news.
No, I'm going to leave the news to the end because that's relevant when we're just about to go off air.
John Austin Brooks is tweeting about the Morecambe and Wise relevance that we were on about earlier on. And did you know that the Livingstone Lodge dining experience, as the Lapa restaurant, it's opening its doors now to host an exclusive new dining experience with a few select nights in February and March. February's gone, but March is still here. So this is at the Port Lim Wild Animal Park. And for your special dining experience, it's the lunchtime one is 11:30 to 3, Sunday the 16th of March, and Sunday the 30th of March, which is Mothering Sunday. Each evening also has an intimate capacity of 20 people. And if you want to find out more about this, there's a phone number, which is 0844 855 0274 for more info or to book. So that sounds very exciting. It's set on a hillside overlooking the African Experience Safari and a stunning nighttime views of the Kent coastline dining at the Lapa.
That sounds like...
I fancy that.
Sounds like they've recreated the lodge from Victoria Falls, from Livingstone, where I've actually stayed there, because they have actually reproduced it to a large extent, and that's fabulous.
You and Livingstone were quite close friends, weren't you?
Me and Dave, yeah. I bumped into him a few times up the jungle in his pith hat, yeah.
So, yeah, pith hat. Sorry, there's a joke there, isn't there?
It's somewhere, yeah. But you know what you've started now? You've started a whole new hashtag
Morecambe
on Twitter.
And Wise.
We've now gone wild with the Morecambe and Wise of Medway. Adrian Kearney and Alex Waterton are now officially known as the Morecambe and Wise of Medway. Sorry, guys. I'm sorry to do that to you. Still, at least it's removed donkey cheese from the hashtags.
Yeah, donkey cheese has now gone on to number 5.
Yeah.
Bright Young Things. We were talking earlier about apprentices, and Bright Young Things are opening a new Tunbridge Wells tuition centre this April, offering free tuition assessment tests from April the 14th to 21st. And it's based at 3 Calverley Street, initially supporting pupils in the 9 to 11 range. So starting off with possible budding entrepreneurs of the future here. Cool. And the team is including Anita Clements, who's the director of the Rochester Tuition Centre. So there is a little, there's a website here, www.brightyoungthings.co.uk. And also there's an email, info@brightyoungthings.co.uk. If you have a child of 9 to 11 that might need that, a bit of oomph going in there.
Fabulous. B Halling has tweeted us, and she says, hello, you two. A Lions Club is coming to Ashford. Please would you follow us on Facebook? That's facebook.com/pages Ashford Lions Club. So do give them a follow on the Facebook, and good luck with that, B. Thank you for letting us know. There's a Going for Growth 2014 Micro and Small Business Owner Workshop taking place on Thursday the 20th of March. And that's from 9:30 a.m. to 12:30 at the Best Western Abbots Barton Hotel, which is in the New Dover Road, Canterbury. Are you a micro or small business owner? Do you want to grow your business in 2014? Do you have 3 hours to work on rather than in your business this week? Work on rather than in your business this week. Business growth requires vision on the part of you, the business owner. The need to decide where you want to be and how you're going to get there. This interactive workshop will focus on a growth plan for your individual business in 2014 with 5 key deliverables for you to take away and use in your day-to-day decision making to enable you to drive your business forward. And you can find out more about that by going to, I don't know where because it's not listed, and that was Martin White. I will find out what the address of that is for the website, and I will put it on the Business Bunker website so that you can follow up with that.
That's why I call you diligent.
Absolutely.
There is, if you're looking for great days out and short breaks or holidays, there's a fantastic holiday and leisure show which is taking place in the Dover Cruise Terminal, which is on Sunday the 6th of April, offering the best in tourism. And there are also great prizes to be won, including the main prize of a cruise for two with Fred Olsen. cruise lines. I don't think Fred is personally
He's
on
not
there.
Going personally, no.
but possibly David Livingston. I mean, we're not quite sure. But all visitors are entered into the free prize draw on arrival, and there's free admission and free parking. 3w.theholidayandleisureshow.co.uk. So the Holiday and Leisure Show. Brilliant. That will go on the website.
I think you might be able to meet the folks from War and Peace Revival there as well.
Possibly.
I think they're going to that.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's lots of nodding going on.
There's a frisson happening in the corner here.
Absolutely. So. We're fast running out of time now, and we've got a lot of things to cover.
They're taking the tank, Penny says.
They're taking the tank.
She's doing a very good there tank. You know, I guess that means
we knew that was a tank immediately,
yeah,
didn't we?
Yeah.
It was that,
and
or
a Dalek.
It was that, or an elephant, or a Dalek, and we narrowed it down very quickly.
Yeah,
three words.
The spotty tank. Cool. That's not her complexion. That's her top. Lovely complexion.
East Kent Women in Business.
Yes.
Coffee, cake, and a chatter with Secret Squirrel. The Red Lion, Badlesmere Lees, near Faversham.
Don't look at me.
I'm trying to find out what it is. 7th of March. That's what? Friday.
Yeah.
10 a.m. to 12 p.m. Join us for coffee, cake, and a chatter at the Red Lion in Badlesmere, near Faversham. We're teaming up with another networking group, Secret Squirrel. I wonder where the squirrel came in. So there will be ample networking opportunities. There will be a voluntary donation of £2.50 towards the refreshments, and we ask that you book. And in order to book, you need to speak to Jane Wallace, and you can find out all about it by going to ekentwib.org.uk/events. And as always, that link is on the Kent Business Radio website. And I've also had an email that said, I would like to invite you to join us at our next event, which is K, which I believe is the Kent Association of Young Entrepreneurs. And they have a speed networking part of our 10-year anniversary celebrations. We will put our unique spin on the evening in order to help make the proceedings less daunting for you first-timers and more interesting for those dedicated networkers. This is a great opportunity for entrepreneurs of all ages to meet with like-minded individuals. Join us and discover how we can help you and your business to grow, and remember to bring lots of business cards with you. There'll be an opportunity to hear about and have help available from entrepreneurs within the County of Kent, plus a chance to meet some interesting critters.
I'd love a critter.
That is taking place at Fruitworks, 77 Slough Street, Canterbury, and that is taking place on Wednesday the 12th of March, so that's Wednesday week, and it's from 5:30 in the evening. That's registration. It starts at 6 and it finishes at 8, and the whole thing is free. Just let Katie know that you'd like to go along, and you can do that by emailing Katie at Katie Hodson, katie.hodson at wilkinskennedy.com. So that's katie.hodson@wilkinskennedy.com. If you would like to attend the K Speed Networking event on Wednesday the 12th of March, Fruitworks, 77 Stour Street, Canterbury.
And Trudy Hartridge has written in to us and said that she's running a day programme, Sell for Success, which is at Highworth Girls Grammar School in Ashford in Kent. And it's on the 13th of March. And there'll be 10 groups in all, with 10 business volunteers and herself. That's Trudy herself, with 180 students total. And she's going to be providing training prior to the day. She's looking for business volunteers in the morning or all day to advise. There's no teaching required, she says, but a group of 18 students who will be participating on the day need this business advice. And the students prepare a business plan and make an appointment with a bank manager, who is provided by HSBC, to obtain a loan and then negotiate a price with the supplier. So more details of this, I advise you to go on to 3w.young-enterprise.org.uk or mobile 07 02 887 997, and that's Trudy Hartridge, 13th of March at Highworth Grammar School.
Fabulous. We've had a last tweet in from John Austin Brooks, who said, we've now managed to make Morecambe and Wise Medway go viral, and could we now have an Angela and an Andre to join in, please? We'll see what we can do. John, thank you for starting that another viral hashtag out of the Business Bunker show. Well, we're really at the end of the show now. It just leads me to say a massive, massive thank you to our guests who joined us on the Business Bunker today, Rex Cadman and the lovely Georgina from War and Peace Revival, Penny Williams from the Big Band Group. Thank you so much for joining us. We wish you much and continued success with your event. It's a fabulous Kent-based event, and we're massive supporters of you, and we will be talking about it over the coming weeks. If you want to book your early bird tickets, you can go to the website and do that. And if you can't remember the website that we gave out, it is on the Kent Business Radio website homepage, or you can find it again later under show number 163, but it will be on the homepage for at least the next week, and then it will be there forever on show number 163. So do find that out. If you get any problems with finding out anything you heard on the show today, just email me at bunker@kentbusinessradio.co.uk and I will point you in the right direction.
Or tweet you at VanillaWeb.
Or you can tweet me at VanillaWeb and I will answer you on the Twitter. Coming up, there's a few things I want to tell you about coming up. We've got our normal lineup of shows happening today. At 3 o'clock, we have Kevin Cann with Extra Milk, followed by the ladies' favourite, Mr. Craig Avery, at 5 o'clock. And then at 9 o'clock tonight, Mr. Jamie Andrews with New Potatoes, 18 tracks of unsigned, new and up-and-coming music. Please do listen to all of those shows on channelradio.co.uk. But I want to tell you about Sunday at 2 o'clock. We have the sixth in our series of specially commissioned plays. And this is a new play being broadcast for the first time, My Life Behind Bars by Gordon Culpin. As a prison officer, Gordon Culpin's life behind bars was challenging and most of all rewarding, dealing with assaults, deaths, riots, hostages, taking part in the daily life of a prison. For a total of 22 years, Gordon worked in three prisons in Kent and was also recruited for a two-year contract in Grand Cayman. And he's written his exploits as a book, and we have turned that into a radio play. And you can hear that broadcast for the first time on channelradio.co.uk this Sunday at 2 p.m. So do have a listen to that.
That's a lovely after Sunday lunch. You can curl up and listen to that.
Listen to